我们谈到建造跟看守的时候，
And so when we talk about building and guarding,
我们要在信仰上能够有属灵的建造。
In our faith, we need a spiritual building.
那我们刚刚有提到这个家庭的重要。
And before we talked about the emphasis on the family.
那我们这一节来谈教会。
And so for this session, we will talk about the church.
我们知道教会是圣灵建立的。
And we know that this church was established by God.
也是主耶稣宝血救赎的。
And it was redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以使徒行传的二十章里面有讲。
And so the book of Acts chapter 20 tells us.
教会是圣灵立的。
That the church was established by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要牧养群羊。
And so we need to heed ourselves and to all the flock.
就是主耶稣用他的宝血所救赎出来的一个属灵团体。
And which is a church that was purchased with his with the blood of Jesus Christ.
那当我们在看使徒行传的时候，
And as we look at the book of Acts.
使徒行传叫做教会行传。
And so the book of Acts is the Acts of the Church.
又叫做圣灵行传。
And it's also Acts of the Holy Spirit.
那我们今天大家聚集在一起。
And so today when we congregate together.
可以说从各国各族各荒各民。
And from all nations, all tribes, all people.
神拣选的这个神的儿女。
That God has chosen his own children.
这是一个属灵的家庭。
And this is a spiritual household.
所以我们教会应该有一个目标去努力。
And so our church should have a goal which we should strive for.
那这个哥林多前书里面。
And so in 1 Corinthians it tells us.
保罗写信给哥林多教会。
And as Paul had written to the church of Corinth.
他从第一章开始。
And starting from chapter 1,
他就讲说哥林多神的教会。
And he calls Corinth the church of God.
哥林多是一个地方。
And Corinth is a place.
但是教会是神的教会。
However, the church is the church of God.
它不是人的教会。
It is not the church of man.
这个也给我们一个很好的观念。
And this gives us a good perspective.
教会不是以人做中心。
The church is not centered around any person.
是以神做中心。
But rather is centered around God.
教会就是基督是教会的元首。
And so Jesus Christ is the watchman for the church.
那我们是这个身体上的肢体。
And we are merely members of the body of Christ.
所以保罗写信给哥林多教会的时候。
And so when Paul writes this letter to the Corinthians.
他在第一章开始就讲。
And so in chapter 1 he starts off saying.
说我写信给哥林多神的教会。
And so he writes to the church of God which is at Corinth.
就是在基督耶稣里面成圣蒙召做圣徒的。
To those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints.
而且是各处求告主耶稣的名。
And who all in and with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ.
这边又讲，基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
And so here it says that Jesus Christ is their Lord and ours.
就是我们一起有共同的信仰。
And meaning that we all have one faith.
而且是同心合意的。
And we do this with one heart and one accord.
所以第十节就说了。
And so in verse 10 it tells us.
我们要说一样的话。
That we must speak the same thing.
而且我们要一心一意彼此相合。
That we must be perfectly joined together in the same mind and judgment.
因为当时这个哥林多教会有软弱的地方。
And because at that time, the Church of Corinth, the Corinthian Church had many weaknesses.
所以这里面有讲三个分啊。
And so here it talks about three divisions.
说你们当中不能分党。
And so you should not have different divisions among you.
这是第十节。
This is verse 10.
十一节说你们中间不可纷争。
And you should not have strife between you.
十三节说基督是分开的吗？
And in verse 13 it says, is Christ divided?
所以这里面讲到分党、纷争、分开。
And so here it talks about divisions, arguments, and division.
这个撒旦要攻击教会。
And so when Satan wants to attack the church,
他有他的方法。
He has his ways.
我听过朱龙道长老讲过一篇道理。
And I heard an elder share a sermon.
他说魔鬼的三话。
And the three tactics used by Satan.
魔鬼要打击教会。
And when Satan wants to attack the church,
他有三个策略。
He has three methods of doing so.
一个就是分化。
and one is dividing the church.
让你属保罗啊，属彼得啊，
saying that,
属亚波罗，让你分化。
I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas.
这样就不同心了嘛。
And so everyone is divided, their hearts are divided.
那再来就是，魔鬼他会毒化，毒化教会，毒了。
And,
就是有异端啊邪说啊进入教会这样。
He uses false doctrines and teachings to enter the church.
甚至有鬼魔的道理。
And he uses,
还有邪灵的工作。
Uses the work of,
这个叫做毒化。
And that is, false teachings.
把你这个信仰的根基齁、哦、连根拔起。
And so, it uproots the, root of the...
那你就不知道信什么。
And so you no longer know what to believe in.、
哦、那第三个叫做虎化。虎化就是俗化了，就是跟这个世俗的生活
and so,
这个随流同流合污了。
And so that your lifestyle follows the trends of this world.
哦，这是朱龙道长老讲的。
And so this is what the elder said.
哦，昏化、毒化、俗化这样。
And so it is divisions in church, false teaching.
这个叫做魔鬼的三化。
And the following the trends of this light of this world.
所以这个哥林多前书在写这个第一章的时候
，And so in what is written here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
保罗他就勉励他们。
And so Paul encourages them.
他说：“我保罗为你们钉十字架吗
？”Did I Paul was I crucified for you？
你们奉保罗的名受洗吗
？Were you baptized in the name of Paul？
当然我们都知道不是啊。
And of course we know this is not true.
是耶稣基督为我们钉十字架。
It is Jesus Christ who was crucified on the cross for us.
我们洗礼是奉耶稣基督的名洗礼的。
That we were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以基督没有分开啊。
And so Jesus Christ is not divided.
十字架的道理就是合一的道理。
And so the message of the cross is that it is unified.
就是我们人跟神合一。
That we are united between man and God.
本来人跟神之间有罪的隔绝嘛。
And originally man was divided from God by sin.
那这个罪，主耶稣用他的宝血把我们洗净了。
But Jesus used his precious blood to sanctify us.
就把这个中间的隔墙就拆毁了。
And so he removed this barrier of sin.
所以我们人就可以到神的面前。
And so man can come before the presence of God.
所以你今天奉主的名祷告。你就可以跟神交通。
And so if we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, then we can communicate with God.
这个是人跟神的合一。
And so this is our unity between man and God.
那因为神的爱。
And because of the love of God.
在我们当中。
And it is among us.
那人跟人的合一。
And so the unity between men.
也因为神爱我们。
It is also because God loves us.
所以主耶稣给我们一条新命令。
And so God gives us a new commandment.
就是要我们彼此相爱。
That we should love one another.
这个第一章里面讲到这个道理，就是告诉我们。
And so the teaching of chapter 1 tells us.
教会要有这样的追求了。
That we must have this goal as a church.
我们要把基督的十字架。
We must take the cross of Jesus Christ.
把它活化在我们的生活当中。
We need to apply it into our daily lives.
跟教会里面。
And as well as in the church.
因为我们都是属基督的。
Because we all belong to Jesus Christ.
我们不是分开的。
We are not divided.
我们是在基督里面合而为一。
That in Christ we are all one.
我们的合一是在真道上合一的。
That we are united on the truth.
是在主的爱中合一的。
That we are all in harmony
and love. 而且是在圣灵里面合一的。
And we are all one in the spirit.
在主的名下合一的。
And we are all one in the name of Jesus Christ.
而且这个肢体是联络整齐。
That the body is all one.
哦，搭配在这个身体上面。
That all the members are work together in one.
哦，这是合一的。
And this is one.
有一次我遇到一个慕道朋友。
One time I encountered a truth seeker.
他很有心追求道理。
He had a heart to pursue the truth.
但是因为他第一天的布道会没有来参加。
And but on the first night, he did not attend evangelical service.
第二天他来了。
And the second day he came.
他从来都没有接触过耶稣。
And he had never had any interaction with Jesus Christ.
结果他进来听道理的时候。
And when he came in to listen to the sermon.
这个黑板写的题目是说，当归属耶稣。
And so the topic of the sermon was belonging to Jesus.
因为他不是基督徒啊。
And because he was not a Christian.
他看到黑板，直接的反应就是说，怎么当归是属耶稣？
And so he saw the sermon topic and he misunderstood it.
他后来听了道理以后才明白。
And then he finally understood.
原来不是讲当归啦。
To be a turtle.
是讲说我们都是属耶稣的啦。
And, Oh, it's a Chinese herb, but instead it means to belong to Jesus Christ.
第二天,
and so the second day,
他来教会了,
and he came to church.
诶, 题目又是当归。
And it means to belong to Jesus Christ.
说哦,当归回圣经啊。
And it says return and
我们信仰要回到圣经的道理。
That our faith needs to return back to the teachings of the Bible.
他听一听觉得这个圣经不错哦。
And so he thought that this teaching was very good.
圣经是神的话。
That the Bible is the word of God.
这是真理的根基。
And this is the foundation of the root of the truth.
第三天他来了。
And so the third day he came back.
他题目黑板写当归入教会。
And so the topic was to return back to the church.
那就听一听觉得教会是神的家。
And so when he heard it, he thought the church is the house of
God. 我们都是神的儿女。
That we are all the children of God.
所以应该要归入这个属灵的家庭。
And so we need to return back to the spiritual house.
第一天没有来。
And because he missed the first
night. 所以他就问我们那个信徒他的朋友。
And so he asked the member, his friend who brought him.
他说哦，那第一天是讲什么？
And so he asked,
是不是一样讲当归的？
He asked again, is it to be an herb?
我们那个信徒就跟他说了。
And the member told him.
第一天是讲哦，当归象征神。
That we must return to Jesus Christ.
因为以前我们拜偶像嘛。
Because in the past we worshipped idols.
不认识真神啊。
We did not know the one true God.
所以现在要离弃这个偶像。
And so now we must depart from these idols.
来归向真神。
And return back to God.
那这个慕道者就是从当归来信耶稣的。
And so,
这个慕道朋友就是，他从当归受感动来信耶稣的。
And so this true seeker was moved to believe in Jesus Christ.
我们每一个人都是属耶稣的。
And so we are all called to believe in Jesus Christ.
我们不是属人的。
We do not belong to man.
我们是属耶稣。
We belong to Jesus Christ.
那既然属耶稣，我们心中要有神。
And so if we belong to Jesus, we need God in our hearts.
那你心中有神，你就是要有信仰的根基啦。
And so if we belong to God, then we need to have a faith that is rooted.
这个信仰好像一个种子在你的心里一样。
And so this faith needs to be like a seed that is planted in your heart.
它在你的心里会扎根啊。
And it is rooted deeply and sprouts in your heart.
我之前遇到一个信徒。
I once met a member.
他身体本来很好的。
He was once very healthy.
看起来都不错了。
And everything looked very healthy.
有一天他去健康检查。
And one day when he went for his health checkup.
就一检查的时候说要有一个什么肿瘤要手术。
He found some cyst or some growth that he had to remove.
结果医生就给他安排手术的时间。
And so the doctor arranged a time for him to have surgery.
他从来都没有住院，也没有开过刀。
And he had never been hospitalized or ever had surgery.
他安排要手术的时间到了，他就到医院去报到。
And so when the time of the operation came, he reported to the hospital.
然后医院有他的一个程序。
And so of course the hospital has its
progress. 后来都手术都很顺利，都完成。
And so everything went smoothly.
但是在过程当中啊。
But in the process.
他说他进去的时候。
When he went in.
那个医生问他了。
The doctor asked him.
问他说你姓什么。
He asked him what.
因为要确定他的名字嘛。
He asked him, "What is your last name?" What is
your name? 那我们那个弟兄还没有回神过来啊。
And so the
member
was still drowsy, and he had
祷告主耶稣让他手术顺利。
And so he was so nervous that he was praying in his heart that everything would go well.
医生问他说你姓什么？
And so the doctor asked him for his name.
他说我信耶稣啊。
And so he said, he believes in Jesus. He
misunderstood the question. 医生就问他说不是啦，我要问你叫什么？
And the doctor said, "No, what is your name?"
结果他回答说叫真耶稣教会。
And he said, I believe in True Jesus Church.
结果好像答非所问了。
And so it seems there was a miscommunication.
但是医生忽然间发现说，这个人怎么信仰这么真诚呢？
And so the doctor felt that he was very dedicated in his faith.
因为他没有住过院，没有开过刀。
Because he had never been hospitalized or ever had surgery.
医生本来是要问他的名字。
And so the doctor originally asked him for his name.
结果问信什么是信耶稣，以后人家问你信什么
And so if anyone ever asks you for your last name,
你就说信耶稣。
Just say you believe in Jesus.
所以有些时候你心里的那种感觉啦。
And so sometimes the feeling in your heart,
真的会在你的生活当中就会流露出来。
It will seep out into your daily life.
但是这也是见证啊。
And this is in itself is a testimony.
所以这个医生也觉得说，真的是一个人他种信仰的虔诚哦。
And so someone who was very devout in their faith.
那种也会让医生感受到说，你们的神跟你同在啊。
It will often sometimes cause our doctors to believe that our God is with us.
他也恭喜他手术很顺利哦。
And so he congratulated him saying that the operation went very smoothly.
所以他出院的时候。
And so when he was discharged from the hospital.
他有跟我讲这个事情。
He told me about this.
那我觉得他也很可爱。
And I thought he was very lovable.
但是我们今天的教会。
And today the church.
我们应该要从圣经里面来追求。怎么样蒙神喜悦
？And we need to find from the Bible how we can find favor in the eyes of God.
那当我们看哥林多前书的时候
，And when we look at the book of 1 Corinthians,
查考到十三章
，We look at verse 13.
这个爱是很重要的。
We see that love is very important.
这个十二章的三十一节啊
，And if we look at chapter 12, verse 31,
说这是更大的恩赐。
And so it is the best gift.
那到十四章
，And then in chapter 14,
第一节
，verse 1,
也是说要追求爱。
And it says pursue love.
那所以教会在发展的过程里面
，And so in the growth of the church.
十三章的十三节讲
，And chapter 13, verse 13, it says.
如今长存有信有望有爱。
And it says now abide faith, hope, and love.
其中这三样最大就是爱。
These three, but the greatest of these is love.
当然，我们要有信、有望、有爱。
And of course, we need faith, hope, and love.
那信什么
？What do we need to believe in？
望什么
？What do we hope for？
那又爱什么
？What do we love for？
今天我们的信在哪里
？And where is our faith today？
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦后书。
If we look at 2 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
If we look at 2 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第，我们先看前书。
Let's first look at 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章十三节。
We look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13.
好，你念。
Verse 13. For this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of God.Not as the word of men, but as it is in the truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe.
这边告诉我们说我们所听所信的是神的道。
And so here it says that the word that we have heard and what we have believed in is the word of God.
这个道实在是神的。
And this is the truth, the word of God.
而且这个道是运行在信主的人心中。
And it has manifested itself among the believers.
所以当你在听道理的时候
，And so when we hear this word of God,
你要去听。
We need to listen.
这是人的道还是神的道
？Is this the word of God or is this the word of man?
我们要去分辨呢。
And we must discern.
我们所要领受的是神的道。
That what we receive must be the word of God.
这个是真理的道。
This is the teaching of truth.
是得救的福音。
It is the gospel of salvation.
当你听了以后
，and after we have heard it,
这个道它会运行在你的心中。
This truth will move in your hearts.
它是有生命的
，and it has life.
而且会让你的生命成长丰盛。
And it will cause you, your faith to grow and be active.
那这也是你的信仰的根基。
And this is also the foundation of your faith.
好，那看后书。
We look at 2 Thessalonians.
一样的二章十三节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3.
好，你念。
Verse 3.
念到十五节。
第二章第三节。
二章十三节。
Chapter 2 verse 13 to verse 15. Verse 13, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. 14, to which he called you by our gospel for the attaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. 15, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle.
这里告诉我们
So here it tells us
我们是神拣选的
that we are chosen by God.
那也因信真道被圣灵感动成为圣洁
that through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth,
以致得救
that we were saved.
那我们今天所信的真道
And so the truth in which we have believed.
就是十五节所说的。
And it is what verse 15 tells us.
是我们所领受的教训。
And it is the teachings that we hold on to.
有时是口传的。
Some are the traditions which we are taught.
是信上写的。
And were written on our
你都要坚守。
And we must hold on to these.
要站得稳。
And you must stand fast.
这个就是提多书里面讲的共信之道。
And so here it is what Titus says to hold on to the truth.
那这个共信之道就是提摩太前书三章九节所讲的。
And it is according to what is written in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 9.
你要固守真道的奥秘。
That you must hold on to the mystery of the faith.
这个真道的奥秘就是信仰的奥秘。
And so this mystery of the truth is the mystery of the faith.
就是基督的奥秘。
And it is the mystery of Christ.
也就是福音的奥秘。
And it is also the mystery of the gospel.
那这是信仰的奥秘，就是我们所相信的。
And the mystery of the faith is what we believe in.
那这个信仰的奥秘，在提摩太前书也写说这是近前的奥秘。
And so it talks, this mystery of the faith is the mystery of fearing God.
他讲这个奥秘就是说今天神拣选我们。
And this mystery is that God has chosen us today.
这个神救赎的工作跟救恩的计划。
And so this work and this plan of salvation.
就是很奇妙的临在我们身上。
Very miraculously has come upon us.
所以我们所信所传的。
And so what we believe and what we preach.
我们都应该要明白。
We must understand.
而且要坚守。
And we must stand firm in.
这个就是我们的共同的信仰。
And that is our whole faith.
而且是我们的根基。
And it is our foundation.
所以保罗他提到说这个我们要怎么守住这个道理。
And so Paul tells us how we hold on to this truth.
看提摩太后书。
We look at 2 Timothy.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第一章十二节。
Verse 12.
他说你要知道所信的是谁。
And so I know whom I have believed.
我们的信仰要知道所信的是谁。
And in our faith we need to know whom we believe in.
那再来要怎么守住这个信仰呢？
And so how do we stand firm in this faith?
十三节说是纯正话语的规模。
And so to hold, verse 13 says to hold fast the pattern of sound words.
什么叫做纯正话语的规模？
And so what does it mean, the pattern of sound words?
就是提多书讲的共信之道。
And it's just what is written in Titus that we need to stand firm in the truth.
而且你要用信心、爱心常常守着。
And we must hold on to this with faith and love.
并且要靠着圣灵。
And we must rely on the Holy Spirit.
牢牢守着。
And hold fast to it.
所以主耶稣说你根基要立在磐石上。
And so Jesus says our faith must be built on the rock.
当我们领受这个信仰的时候。
And when we have accepted this faith.
你要去分辨你信什么。
We must discern what it is that we believe in.
今天基本的信仰。
Today the basic beliefs.
就是你要信圣经。
That you must believe in the Bible.
它是神的话。
And that it is the word of God.
你要信真神。
You must believe in the true God.
它是天地的主宰。
That he is the creator of heaven and earth. And his relationship with us.
他造天地也造我们人。
That he created the heavens and the earth and he also created us.
也赐给我们生命。
And he gave us life.
跟万物来享用。
All of nature for us to enjoy.
神的爱是不变的。
That God's love is never changing.
那今天他爱我们。
And today when he loves us.
为了拣选救赎我们。
And in order to choose us and to save us.
神成为人来到世上。
That he came into this world as a man.
就是道成肉身的耶稣。
And he became in the flesh as Jesus Christ.
那耶稣在世上传福音。
And as Jesus was preaching in this world.
医病赶鬼。
He was healing and casting
out demons. 他后来为我们的罪死了。
And he died for our sins.
他死后复活。
After he died, he resurrected.
然后又升天。
And then he ascended into heaven.
他也赐下圣灵。
And then he sent down the Holy Spirit.
照着他所应许的。
And according to what he has promised.
这个真理的圣灵要永远与我们同在。
And this promised Holy Spirit will always abide with us.
就是保惠师。
And that is the counselor.
所以圣灵在引导我们。
And so as the Holy Spirit guides us.
能够保守在主里面。
And it preserves us in the Lord.
能够在真道上扎根。
That we can be rooted in the faith.
能够坚固我们的信仰。
And it guards our faith.
让我们在主里面能够生根，能够建造。
That we can be deeply rooted in the Lord and built up.
我们看哥罗西书。
We look at the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
你们接受主耶稣基督，要遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固。这里面说生根建造。
And so it says rooted and built up.
你有没有生根？
Have you been rooted?
这个在土里面你看不到的。
And you cannot see this in a picture.
但是当考验临到的时候。
But when trials and tests come.
雨淋风吹水冲。
And when wind and rain come and flood come.
如果你没有生根。
If you are not rooted.
你这个树就倒了。
Then this tree will
fall over. 这个房子就倒了。
This house will topple over.
因为你生根。根很稳固。
Because you have been deeply rooted and you are stable.
雨淋水冲风吹不会倒啊。
Whether wind, rain, or flood come, you will not be moved.
因为根基立在磐石上。
Because you are rooted and your foundation is on the
rock. 我们的信仰也是一样哦。
And the same with our faith.
你遇到环境的这个挑战。
And when you face tests and trials of the environment.
你会站得稳啊。
You will stand firm.
这个就是生根。
And that is what it means to be deeply rooted.
它在土底下你看不到。
And it is buried underground, so you
cannot see it. 所以信仰要考验的。
And so faith needs to be tested.
今天这个世代。
And in this generation.
有很多的诱惑。
There are much temptations.
也有罪的迷惑。
And there is a sin that can lead us
astray. 那你如果在真道上你有扎根。
But if we are rooted in the truth.
你会像约瑟一样啊。
You will be like Joseph.
我怎能做这大恶得罪神。
Joseph, that how can I commit this great sin against God?
所以我们的孩子如果有信仰。
And if our children have this faith.
我们做父母的可以放心啊。
Then as parents, we do not need to worry.
父母不在身边，主耶稣在他身边呢。
That even if the parents are not by their side, Jesus is by their side.
所以父母亲可以放心。
And so parents do not need to worry.
你的孩子敬畏神。
That your child fears God.
他会远离恶事的。
And he will depart from evil.
他有生根嘛。
And he is deeply rooted.
但以理也是一样。
And the same with Daniel.
但以理他在外邦的地方。
And Daniel was in a foreign land.
他不沾染世俗。
He would not defile himself.
他敬畏神啊。
He fears God.
所以他能够保守圣洁。
And so he could preserve his holiness.
今天如果他没有生根。
If today he was not rooted,
可能但以理就变成但以理而已。
Daniel would merely remain Daniel.
石头一碰就破了。
And the rock he would touch and it would just break.
你看那个蛋掉在地上就破了。
Then the egg will just break and fall and break.
那不是但以理耶，变成但以理。
So it's not Daniel, it's a weak egg.
所以你要固守真道的奥秘了。
And so we need to hold fast the mysteries of the faith.
有一次我遇到一个长辈，年纪很大。
One time I met someone who's elderly.
他慢慢走上讲台。
He slowly walked onto the pulpit.
黑板就写了一个题目。
And so on the board it was written a topic.
三不离的信仰。三样不离开的信仰。
Three faiths that do not depart.
写完了，他又回去做好。Yeah.
And after he wrote the topic, he went back to his seat.
领诗的领完了，他就上来了。
And after the hymn leader finished leading hymns, he came back up.
他讲话没有很大声。
And when he spoke, he was soft-spoken.
但是他很诚恳。
But he was very earnest.
他说我们今天信耶稣哈。
And today when we believe in Jesus.
有三样不要离开。
There are three things we cannot depart from.
第一个。
First.
你不要离开真神。
Never depart from the true God.
神在我们当中
that God is among us.
他是我们的主
He is our Lord.
他要跟我们同在
and he will abide with us.
你无论到哪里你一定要亲近神
and wherever he goes you must draw close to God.
他用耶利米书第二章来讲
and he used Jeremiah chapter 2.
你如果离开神
if you depart from God,
就好像一个破裂的池子不能装水了
it will be like a broken cistern that cannot hold water.
第二个
and second,
他用加拉太书第一章
and he used the Galatians chapter 1,
他告诉我们不要离开真理
and he should not depart from the truth,
就是圣经神的话
and that is the word of the Bible,
哦、他讲这个福音
and he talks about the gospel,
是得救的福音
it is the gospel
是保罗传的
and that is what Paul preached,
那我们今天领受了
and today we have received it,
神的话你不能加添不能减少啊
and we must not
甚至把它改变了
add to the word of God nor should we
那你这个根基就动摇了
and if we change it we should be shaken in our
你所信的就落空了嘛
then we have fallen in what we have believed
所以不要离开神的话
and so we should not depart from the word of God
第三
third
不要离开这真葡萄树
we should not leave the true vine
我们都是枝子
That we are the branches.
我们连属耶稣。
We are grafted onto Jesus Christ.
我们受洗归入教会。
That we are baptized and we belong to church. And this is the church of God.
不要离开。
And we should not depart.
所以他很诚恳地讲这个三不离的信仰。
And so he earnestly talked about these three things that we should never depart from.
那一天我在台北的大同教会。
And that time I was in Taipei and
Da Tong Church. 我印象很深刻。
And I remember very clearly.
还有我那时候在神学生的时候。
And when I was still a theological student.
这个总会都会安排长辈，来上个专题。
And the International Assembly would choose an elderly minister to pick a topic.
那这个专题里面，给我印象最深刻的。
And the topic that I remember the most vividly.
就是陈阳真长老。
Was one elder, 陈阳真。
哎，陈长老娘最近才安息，陈阳真长老。
And so this elder Chen.
他以前从福建来到台湾。
He had come from Fujian, China, to Taiwan.
他也是早期的信徒。
And he was an early believer as well.
他是一个虔诚的人。
And he was a very devout person.
敬畏神的。
And he feared God.
他给我们讲很多见证。
And he shared many testimonies with us.
那这个见证当中啊。
And in the midst of these testimonies.
我看他黑板就写八个字。
And he wrote eight characters on the board.
这八个字在哪里?
And where are these eight characters from?
看哥罗西书第一章。
We look at the book of Colossians chapter
1, 23节。
Verse 23.
哥罗西书第一章23节。
And Colossians chapter 1, verse 23.
这边他写八个字就是根基稳固坚定不移啦。
And so he wrote, grounded and steadfast, not moved away from the hope.
哦，根基稳固坚定不移。
And so we are grounded and steadfast and not moved.
这是陈长老勉励我们的。
And this is what Elder Chen encouraged us.
所以有些时候，这个长辈对我们很大的鼓励。
And so many times the older generation serves as a great encouragement for us.
有一次我在户瞻这个台北地区的时候。
And one time when I was in charge of the Taipei area.
我请一位季长老来上课。
I asked Elder G to help with classes.
他给我们讲两个钟头的勉励。
And he gave us an encouragement for 2 hours.
他的话也是很诚恳的。
And his words are also very earnest.
他们对信仰的追求。
And his faith, his pursuit of his faith.
还有对神的忠心。
And his faithfulness to God.
你从他的话语里面可以体会到。
And you can truly feel it from his words.
他是一个真正亲近神的人。
He is truly someone who has drawn close to God.
敬畏神的人。
He fears God.
他勉励我们当传道的。
And he encouraged us who served as ministers.
哦，要怎么当传道。
How to be a preacher.
要对神忠心。
That we must be faithful to God.
对真理要忠心。
That we must be faithful to the truth.
对教会要忠心。
And we must be faithful to the church.
对信徒要怎么对待要牧养。
And how do we help the members and how do we minister to them?
他有很多勉励，我把它记起来。
And I wrote it all down.
我现在还留着。
And I still have kept it after all these years.
他已经不在了。
He is no longer here.
但是就像圣经讲的，虽然死了，仍然说话。
And just as it says in the Bible that though they are dead, they still speak.
今天我们的长辈，我们的父母，他虽然死了，但是他仍然说话。
And so even though our older generation, our parents, they might not be alive, but they still speak to us.
这个信心，要坚固好。
And so we must stand firm in the truth.
信仰要扎根。
And we must be rooted in the truth.
你坚持到底，在基督里就有份。
And if we endure to the end, we shall have a portion in God.
屏东陆英华老师。屏东有一个陆老师。
Oh, there's a teacher in Pingdong.
他写了三本书。
He wrote 3 books.
第一本就是向耶稣撒撒娇。
And first one, he is trying to gain favor with Jesus.
他写三本书了。
He wrote 3 books.
里面有一段小故事。
And there is a small story.
我印象很深刻。
And I remember very vividly.
他要到医院开刀的时候。
When he was about to go for an operation in the hospital.
他是癌症。
Because he had cancer.
但是他还是活得很有盼望。
But he,
很有信心，也很喜乐。
Lived a very joyful, hopeful life with faith.
他去动手术的时候。
And when he was going through operation.
医生说你有没有事情要交代。
And the doctor asked him, is there anything you need to take care of?
结果他跟医生说我可以跟我的孩子讲个话吗？
And he asked, the doctor, can I speak to my children?
她丈夫在外面，她孩子也在那里。
And his wife and kids were outside.
她医生说可以，你跟孩子讲个话，再进去开刀。
And so the doctor told said you can speak to her speak to them before the surgery.
这个妈妈就跟孩子讲话了。
And so the mother spoke to the children.
说孩子啊
children,
我要进去手术。
I'm going to go through surgery.
能不能出来我不知道。
I don't know if I will be able to come out.
生命在神的手中。
Our lives are in the hands of God.
都有神的时候。
And there is a time for everything.
但是我留给你三千万。
And I leave behind for you 30 million.
哦，留给你三千万。
I leave behind 30 million.
第一个。
First.
你千万不要离开神。
I leave behind three things you should never do. You can never depart. First, you can never depart from God.
第二个。
Second.
你千万要记得。
You must always believe, remember.
你要尊敬你的长辈。
You must always respect your elders.
包括你的亲人。跟周边的人
especially those your family and those around you, you must honor and revere.
第三个
and third,
你千万要爱惜你的健康
and you must always treasure your health.
不要太累了，把健康都弄坏了。
Do not exhaust yourself to the point where you damage your health.
所以陆老师留给他的孩子三千万。
And so these teacher Lu left behind three must do's.
那今天你也可以留给孩子
And so
不止三千万。
Today you can leave more than three must do's.
你也可以留给他五千万六千万都可以。
You can leave behind five or six must do's.
但是最重要在哪里
And but what is most important?
他把神摆在前面。
First he put God, she put God first in his life.
信仰第一。
Faith is first.
这个是我们的一种追求啦。
And this is our pursuit.
那你在生活当中
And so in our lives,
你有你的父母
You have your parents,
你的亲人
Your loved ones.
你如果都不会关心都不会照顾
If you do not love for them or care for them,
那你道理行在哪里
Then how do you demonstrate the truth?
你今天很认真的去工作读书
And so today when you are diligent in your studies and your career,
可是你赚得全世界
and even if you gain the whole world,
你赔上生命
and you forfeit your life,
你赔上健康
you forfeit your health,
你又赔上了家庭
and you forfeit your family,
有什么意义
then what benefit is that to you?
所以什么是最重要的
and so what is most important?
你千万要记得
you must always remember.
陆老师写在上面的话
and this is what this teacher wrote.
因为他在高中教书
Because she was a high school teacher
他也是很会辅导
And she was very good at counseling
那因为肉体总是有时会有软弱
And of course sometimes the flesh can be weak
但是他信心很坚强
But she was very determined in her faith
我们的信仰就是这样持守的
And this is how we hold on to the truth and our faith
有一个故事里面这样讲
There's a story that says
这个是人家编的啦齁。
It's made up.
他说有一个汽水公司啊。
There is a soda machine company.
跑到那个天主教梵蒂冈。
They went to the Catholic church.
有一个这个公司主管去跟梵蒂冈的这个教皇谈一件事。
Manager? Oh, the Vatican. And someone spoke to them.
就是他要捐款。帮助这个教会
and he wanted to donate and help the church.
那只有一个盼望
and they only had one hope.
就是他通知哦，能不能帮他做一件事
if they could help him do one thing.
也算打广告
and it is big advertisement.
但是这个教皇不同意
but the church did not agree.
他又加钱
and so he raised the price.
美金三亿变四亿。四亿变五亿
and just became more and more money from three billion.
但是教皇都没有答应
but they did not agree.
结果旁边有一个神父就说了
and so there was a
因为他不同意他就走了嘛
and so since they did not agree, he departed.
结果那个神父就问教皇
and so they priest asked the Pope.
你为什么不同意他呢
And he asked, why didn't you agree with him?
他捐很多钱啊
This was a large offering.
对我们帮助也不少啊
And it would be very beneficial to us.
那个教皇跟神父说，这个我不能答应啊。
And the Pope said to the priest, I cannot agree to
this. 虽然很简单，
even though it's so simple,
但是我还是答应不下去。
But I cannot agree to it.
因为他告诉我了。
Because he told me,
说哦，只要我答应就捐给我们多少钱。
Because if we agree and he will make this large contribution.
神父问说他要求我们什么？
And so the priest asked, what was this favor?
他说他要求哦，我们以后这个信徒祷告完哦，不要念阿们。
And he requested that after each prayer that the believers should not say amen.
那念什么？
And what should they say?
他说念可口可乐。
But rather to recite Coca-Cola.
那小朋友可能很喜欢哦。
Maybe the children will like this.
祷告完念可口可乐，可能小朋友很喜欢。
And maybe the children will enjoy after a prayer saying Coca-Cola.
可是圣经没有可口可乐啊。
But there is no Coca-Cola in the Bible.
有些时候我们人不能把它改变的。
And so what man should not change.
不要用人的意思。
We should not use the will of man.
这个就是信仰的一种持守。
And so this is a guarding, a preservation of our faith.
虽然觉得很简单。
And even though it's so simple.
但是好像也有另外的意思。
But it seems like there is an ulterior motive.
但是我们应该要去思考。
And so we must consider why.
好，再看望的问题。
And so when it talks about hope.
今天我们的盼望在神。
And today our hope is in God.
我们如果从使徒行传来看，
And if we look through the book of Acts,
今天教会应该要重视哪些事情？
What should the church emphasize?
才能看到教会的未来？
To see the future of the church.
教会有一个使命。
And so there is a commission of the church.
我们看使徒行传。
Let's look at the book of Acts.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
第一章的第十一节。
Verse 11.
加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天？这升天的耶稣，他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来？教会有他的未来。
And so the church has its future.
所以这里面谈到我们要仰望的主。
And so it says the Lord that we must look forward to.
他升天了，他还要再来。
That he has ascended to heaven and he will come back.
所以我们应当要去追求。
And so we need to pursue after him.
教会要重视的是祷告。
And the church must emphasize on prayer.
所以这个使徒行传的教会，
And so the church in the apostolic times.
在祷告中圣灵动工，这个教会就发展了。
And so in prayer the Holy Spirit worked and so the church grew.
所以祷告求神开传道的门。
And so we ask God to open up the pastoral doors.
教会要从祷告开始。
That the church starts with
圣灵动工。
And with the movement of the Holy Spirit.
因为神的殿是万民祷告的殿。
Because the house of God will be a house of prayer for all nations.
教会要发展，要传福音。
And so if the church wants to grow, it must preach the gospel.
一个传福音的教会，他会看到教会的未来。
And so a church that preaches the gospel will see the future.
如果不重视宣道工作，
And if they do not emphasize on evangelism,
这个教会没有未来。
There is no future for the church.
所以要传福音。
And so we must preach the gospel.
传福音信徒会激励信心。
And so it will compel the hearts of the members and their love.
这个教会充满活力。
And so the church will be filled with life.
这个信仰会成长。
And the faith will grow.
信的人会加添。
And so those who believe will increase.
所以要为福音齐心努力。
And so we must be diligent on behalf of
the gospel. 就像腓立比教会一样。
And just as a church in Philippi.
他是同心合意兴旺福音。
And so they were in one accord for the sake of the gospel.
而且这是在心里动工的。
And it was moving in their hearts.
一直到耶稣基督的日子。
Until the day of Jesus Christ.
另外一个。
And this, another thing.
就是教会要有一个盼望。
The church needs a hope.
要重视宗教教育。
They must emphasize on religious education.
儿童他慢慢会成长。
That a child will continue to grow.
他是未来的主人翁。
And they are the future holy workers.
那儿童长大就是青年哦。
And so when the child grows up, he becomes a youth.
青年就是明日的希望。
And the youth is the hope of tomorrow.
所以一定要看重青年的带领。
And so we must emphasize on guidance of the youth.
有一本书曾经写。
And a book once wrote.
没有宣道，教会就没有未来。
And if there is no evangelism, there is no hope for the future.
没有青年，教会也没有未来。
And if there is no youth, then the church has no future.
国家社会也是一样啊。
And the same with our nation.
哦，所以我们青年要去辅导，去关怀，去带领。
And so we must watch over and guide and counsel our youth.
青年也要鼓励。
And we must encourage our youth.
当然， 我们生活在这个环境。
And of course, while we live in this environment,
青年要读书啊。
The youths must study.
他有未来的婚姻啊。
They have a marriage to look forward
to. 还有他将来的事业工作。
And they have to look forward to their careers and their jobs.
我们都是要为我们的孩子祷告。
We always have to pray for our children.
为他们的未来，求主耶稣带领他们当选择的路。
And for their future, that they may choose the path of Jesus Christ.
这样你才会看到这个是一个有盼望的教会。
And then you will see that this is a church with hope.
有一个传道人。
And there was a preacher.
到某一个教会去工作的时候。
When he went to a certain church.
他回来做报告。
And he came back and made a report.
他说，诶，我到那个教会，祷告到不能呼吸。
When I was in that church, I prayed to the point where I couldn't breathe.
我们就问他说是什么事。
And we asked what's wrong.
他说，因为没有力量啊。
And he said that there was no strength.
很小声啊。
The prayer was very soft.
因为他大声大家大声，他小声大家小声。
And because when he prayed loudly, the congregation prayed loudly.
这个就是软弱的地方啊。
And so this was a weakness of the church.
好，感谢主，我们美国的教会很重视祷告。
And so thank God that the churches in the United States emphasize greatly on prayer.
这个祷告就是教会圣工发展的动力。
And prayer is the motivation, it is the strength to, for the work of the church.
所以我们要互相鼓励。
And so we must encourage one another.
在祷告中，求神带动教会的圣工。
That in prayer we need to ask God to move the work of the church.
你看使徒行传从第一章开始。
And so if we look at the book of Acts starting from chapter 1.
第一章就是圣灵的这个应许。
And so starting from chapter 1 is the promise of the Holy Spirit.
第二章就是圣灵的降临。
And the second, chapter 2 is the descension of the Holy Spirit.
第三章就是圣灵的动工。
And chapter 3 is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的应许是主耶稣讲的。
And the promise of the Holy Spirit is stated by Jesus Christ.
那我们要跪下来求啊。
And we must kneel down and pursue after it.
你一求得到圣灵了。
And if we ask for it and we receive the Holy Spirit.
你看本来软弱的彼得。
Peter who was once weak.
变成大有信心。
He had great faith.
这个圣灵运行在信主的人心中。
And so the Holy Spirit worked in all the hearts of the people.
传道人有信心。
And so when the preachers have a faith.
信的人也有信心。
And the believers also have faith.
有圣灵的带领。
And it has the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以一祷告，神同工。
And so when we kneel down to pray, it has the movement of the guidance of the God.
这个美门口的瘸子起来走路啊。
And so the crippled man at the beautiful gate rose up to walk.
这个就是圣灵动工。
And that is the movement of the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵在动工的时候。
And while the Holy Spirit was working.
再来就是面对阻挡了。
They faced opposition.
这个工会就阻挡了。
And so the government.
但是你不能怕。
But you cannot be afraid.
他会恐吓你的。
And they will threaten you.
这个是阻挡阻力。
And these were obstacles that oppose you.
但是当遇到困难有阻力的时候。
And so when we have challenges and obstacles.
你要把阻力变成助力。
You must take the obstacle as a motivation.
它虽然是阻力哦。
And even though it opposes you,
但是有时变成你的助力耶。
It becomes a motivating force.
它会把你变成一种动力，把你对你是帮助的。
And so it becomes a motivating force that helps you.
哦，我们常常跟人家搭飞机的说一路顺风，顺风飞不上去的了，逆风才会飞上去的。
And so when we get board a plane and try to fly, we ask for smooth winds.
因为它一顶上去就飞上去了。
But actually, we need an opposing wind for us to help the plane lift off.
所以有时候虽然有阻力，但是它会帮助你的。
But even though there is an opposing force, it helps you.
所以有时候我们面对一些学习的功课。
And so even though there might be some
对我们是帮助的。
Things that help us that overcome that we need to overcome, but it might help us.
所以我们要感谢神。
And so we need to thank God.
让我们警醒祷告。
We need to be vigilant in our prayers.
使徒行传里面。
In the book of Acts,
有两个神迹,
there are two miracles,
也是值得我们去思考的。
And it is worthy for us to consider.
今天你教会建立的时候,
And today when the church is established,
使徒行传有两个使徒吗?
There are two apostles in,
一个是彼得,
one is Peter,
一个是保罗,
and one is Paul.
同样是两个使徒。
They are two apostles.
但是人是跟神同工的。
But man works with God.
人是神拣选的器皿。
And man is the vessel chosen by God.
这两个人，他在工作当中发生的事情类似。
And so what they see in their work, the two apostles saw the same similar things.
一个是美门口的神迹。
And one happened at the beautiful gate.
一个是路斯德的神迹。
And the other one was in
路斯德。
Lystra.
两个都是瘸子。
They were both crippled.
但是他们就是奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名 叫他起来走。
But they were all in the name of Jesus Christ called to rise up and walk.
瘸子可以起来走路。
That the crippled man could walk.
这是神迹哦。
And this is a miracle.
但是他告诉教会什么事情？
But what did he tell the church?
今天教会要建立。
For a church to be established.
信仰不能变成瘸腿了。
Our faith cannot be crippled.
教会如果信仰变成瘸腿。
If the faith of the church is crippled.
这个还是软弱的。
Then this is a weakness.
他要起来走。
They must arise and walk.
你要跳起来，站着又行走。
And you must rise up, jump up, arise and walk.
我们刚信主的时候。
And when we first initially believe.
祷告心中喜乐。
We are filled with joy when we pray.
你会跳起来呢。
And so you will jump up.
会很喜欢祷告。
And you will love to pray.
因为会跳起来啊。
Because you will rise and walk.
你能够站着。
You are able to stand up.
站在主的恩典里面。
And you,
在真道上站得稳。
You can stand firm in the truth.
又要能够行走啊。
And you can walk.
把这个道理行出来。
And so, you can,
把福音传出去。
Do the work of God and preach the gospel.
把耶稣的爱传给人。
And you can preach the word of God to all people.
跳起来站着又行走。
And this is what it means to leap up, stand and walk.
所以我们教会早期。
And so in the early stages of our church.
强调三句话。
They emphasize three phrases.
就是自立、自养、自传。
And that it must be independent and
自立自养自传
self-sufficient and
后来这个
self-preach
中国的教会就用这三个字叫做三字会
And so the churches in China use these
我们如果去查历史这个早期是我们教会在用的
And so if we check history we see that the churches use these
教会能够站起来
That the church can rise up
这个福音才会发展
And then the gospel can be preached.
这是看到未来
And that is seeing the future.
教会的盼望
And that is the hope of the church.
再来教会要有爱
And the second is that church needs love.
主耶稣给我们一条新命令
That Jesus Christ gave us a new commandment.
就是约翰福音十三章
And it is in John chapter 13.
看约翰福音十三章
John chapter 13.
十三章的第三十四节
Verse 34
跟三十五节
And 35
主耶稣赐给我们一条新命令
That Jesus gave us a new commandment
就是要彼此相爱
That you love one another
我们如果彼此相爱
As if we love one another
他说有这样的心
And if we have this heart
众人就认出我们是主的门徒
Then all may know that you are my disciples
教会是什么
And what is the church
神的家
It is the house of God
所以主耶稣在传福音的时候
And so while Jesus was preaching the gospel
有人说你的母亲弟兄姐妹来了
And some people told him your mother and your brothers and sisters have come
主耶稣说谁是我的母亲我的弟兄姐妹呢
And so Jesus asked who is my mother who is my brother and my sister
主耶稣的意思是说教会就是一家人啊、
and Jesus' point is that the church is the family.
他是属灵的一家人。
It is a spiritual family.
只要遵循天父的旨意。
That as long as they follow after the will of the Father.
就是我的母亲啊。
They are my mother.
就是我的弟兄姐妹。
They are my brothers and sisters.
所以我们教会很有特色。
And so our church is very unique.
你无论到哪里去。
Regardless of where you may go.
哪一个国家。
Regardless of
the country. 哪一个地区。
Or what district.
都是弟兄姐妹啊。
We are all brothers and sisters.
你会感觉很亲。
And you will feel very loving towards one another.
以灵相通，以爱相系。
Because we share one spirit and one love.
虽然我们第一次见面，
and even though it might be the first time meeting
each other, 但是会感觉到就是一家人。
But you will feel that you are truly one family.
因为这是主耶稣给我们的新命令嘛。
Because this is the new commandment that God has given us.
就是彼此相爱。
It is to love one another.
那我们有爱主的心。
And so if we have a heart to love God,
这个就是见证了。
And this itself is a testimony.
人家可以看出来的。
That others can see.
认出就是说，哎，你们就是主的门徒。
And they can see that you are a disciples of Jesus Christ.
所以教会的招牌在哪里？
And so where is the sign of the church?
教会的招牌在我们身上。
The sign of the church is on our.
因为让人家能够认出来啊。
That others can see.
我们信耶稣的跟没有信的不一样。
That we are different from those who do not believe.
那因为主的爱在我们心里。
And because of love of Christ,
我们也能够被主的爱激励。
Then we are compelled by the love of Christ.
我们会爱主更深。
We will love God even more.
也爱我们。应当去爱的人
Then we should love those who we ought to love.
今天就是他不可爱
Even if they are not lovable.
你也要爱他
You must still love them.
主耶稣说你要爱你的仇敌
And Jesus says you must love your enemies.
当然我们今天
And of course today.
在神的家里面没有仇敌啊
In the house of God we have no enemies.
哦，我们对任何人都不是宿敌的
We are not at enmity with anyone.
我们都用爱去感化造就人
We use love to edify others.
这样就会同心合意
And then we will be in one accord.
同心，神就会同工。
And when we are in one heart, then God will work with us. 同心
就会有力量。
And when we have the same heart, we will have strength.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
And we ask Jesus Christ to help us.
让我们的家庭跟教会
allow our homes and our church
都能够建立起来
may be established
也能够蒙主的保守
it may receive the blessing of God
在这个属灵的羊圈里面
that in the spiritual flock
在这个神家的葡萄园当中
that in the house of God in the vineyard
当我们葡萄在开花的时候
and as the grapes are sprouting
当然我们也要留意我们的心里面有没有小狐狸
We need to ask if there are any foxes in our hearts
让它能够开得更美
that this grape may grow even more beautifully
果实累累
that the fruit may be abundant
来荣耀主的名
and glorify the name of God
那我们一起默祷
So let's all bow our heads and pray in silence
阿们
Amen
我们休息